the army something like this, that bediya kuliyam alay pligi debiyas kotan adifa. No, if one of the younger brothers that's over by mitzvah wants to make yibum, avada, that comes first. Avada mitzvah yibum is odof, then the older brother to give chalitza. Ki pligi is the machlokes, the chalitza's kotan. That's the case. When the kotan wants to, the younger brother wants to give chalitza. Vochi yitma, this is the way we learned. Chalitza's kotan, chalitza's godol. If both of them want to give chalitza, is pligi bo Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Here it's the machlokes. Chadoma chalitza's godol adifa. You're better off to have the older one give chalitza. The chadoma one says no, ki adodi ninu. That where is the kadima for the godol that's only to make yibum? But when the older brother does not want to make yibum, they're only giving chalitza, ki adodi ninu. They're both equal. Either one could do it, the older one or the younger one. The Gemara says like this. Man, the yom chalitza's godol adifa, the one that says no, it's better off for the older brother to make chalitza to a mitzvah the godol, because he yells that's the halacha by yibum, that the mitzvah is to the older brother, whether it's yibum or whether it's chalitza, the mitzvah goes to the older brother. Vidos, the other svar is ki amrina mitzvah the godol. When do we say the mitzvah goes to the oldest brother? Linyan yibum. That's if he wants to marry his brother's wife. He wants to do yibum. Avolinyan chalitza ki adodininu. But it's a question of only giving chalitza, then we say they're equal, there's no kedima, there's no chshivas, whichever one wants to do it has a right to do it. Tanan, so now we bring a proof. Tanan, it says, now Mishnah, loy rotzu, first we go to the oldest brother, and we tell him, you be miyabim. Loy rotzu, let's say he doesn't want to, the locher is choyzrin eitzu godol. We go, if they all don't want to, then we go back to the godol. Now, my love, aren't we talking about the Mishnah, Lerotzu Liyabim? That you started out with the oldest brother, he said, no, I don't want to be Miyabim. Then we went to the other brothers. And they all said, no, we don't want to be Miyabim. But Elo Lachlitz, but they all agreed, if you want, we'll give Chalitza. And still the Mishnah says, Uktoni, our Mishnah says, Chois Renetzu Godol. We go back to the oldest brother. So the Churu Shema Mina should be a proof from here that Chalitza's Godol Adifa. That the Godol has the right, he's the Adifas, he's the one first to do Chalitza. Even though nobody's doing yibum on chalitza, so you see the chalitza from the oldest brother has a chshivas is better. Tomorrow says loy, no, that's not pshat na mishnah. I tell you loy rotzu. First, when they went, each one, everyone said loy lachas leliyabim. The oldest one said no. The younger one said no. They all said no. We don't want to do chalitza or yibum. And now we have to go to force somebody. So now the kavosa gabi godol, the same thing. The oldest one also loy rotzu loy lachas leliyabim. The oldest brother also at the beginning said no to everything. He does not want to make chalitza, does not want to make yibum. So if so, Elo, amai chorzen eitzu godol. So for what purpose do we go back to the oldest one? Like he already said no? Like now you're holding by the youngest one. He's saying no. So what do you go back to the oldest one for? What do you have to say? Lemechvayu. We go back to the oldest brother to force him. Let him do the chalitza. For the Gemara, if you're only forcing lechvayu le detu, why don't you force the red of the younger brother, the one you're holding by right now? Like you're ending off by the younger one, force him. So Gemara answers, Kivon de mitzvah lay di de ramya, since the mitzvah is upon him, upon the oldest one. True, the Ikka mitzvah is the Yibum. But once he has the Ikka mitzvah, we say the svara le di de kaifinon, we force him to give the chalitza. So again, we have no proof yet what will be the halacha if a godol and a katan both want to give chalitza. Who comes first? We don't have a proof. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. It says in the Mishnah, Tolo b'godol achiyovim medina sayom is ein shem loy. If the three brothers that are here right now say, let's wait until our oldest brother comes home from over the ocean, we don't push it off. We don't wait. Now, if you want to tell me that chalitza's godol adifa, there's a chshivas, it's better off to have the oldest brother give chalitza. If so, amai ein shemim loy. How come in our Mishnah, why don't we wait? If the three brothers here don't want to make yibum, so it's a question of making chalitza, and if you tell me the oldest brother has a kadima, has a chshivas to do chalitza, we should wait for him to come home? Nintar, let's wait. Do mu'asi v'cholitz, maybe he'll do the chalitza, the oldest one. So the Moran says, the time mech anyway, it's shver. The Mishnah also says a case that the three brothers say, listen, we have a younger brother that's not bar mitzvah yet. Let's wait a few years till he becomes bar mitzvah, maybe he'll take over. Still the Mishnah says, we don't wait. Is the kasha mai? Why don't we wait? Ninta, let's wait. Dilma Godlum Yabein. We have a good chance, maybe this younger brother now, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll even want to do mitzvah even more so. And Yibum going now is for sure is better to have Yibum even from a cotton than a chalitza from a gadol. So for sure, why don't we wait to see what this cotton will do? Se'ela, what do you have to answer? The klal is, that we had before, kol shiya, mitzvah loishinon. We don't push off, we don't wait. Shiya means to wait. We don't wait with a mitzvah, we don't push off a mitzvah. Therefore, right now, we have to handle, work with the brothers that are here right now. Out of these brothers, we have to get one of them, either first to make Yibum, or else to make Chalitza. So therefore, you have no proof to our Shaila. Tananos, the male is not pushing the Shaila. Now, Tananos, we learned the Gemara, it's brought down in Ksubis and Mechiris. Tananos, mitzvah Yibum koidemas lemitzvah Chalitza. This is a Mishnah. That l'chatchila, what are you supposed to do when your brother dies and you have his wife around, that they have no children? There's a mitzvah for one of the brothers now to make yibum. That comes first. They're supposed to live with her, get married to her, and have children. His mitzvah, yibum, is kodemus l'mitzvah chalitza. Comes before doing chalitza. Barishayna. Now at the beginning, shehoyu mischavon l'shay mitzvah. That was the mitzvah at the beginning. At the beginning, when Torah was given, at the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah was to make Yibum, because they used to do it the Shem Mitzvah. They didn't stop marry his brother's wife, because she looked nice, they enjoyed her, but they did it mamash l'shem mitzvah, l'hokim shem l'yochiv. But Achshav, nowadays already, shem mischavon l'shem mitzvah, now if they make Yibum, they get married to her. It's not because they're doing the Shem Mitzvah, Shem Ach, but they do it because they like her, they want to live with her. Is Omru, now it's said already, that mitzvahs chalitza kademis, le mitzvahs yibum. You should know right now already, it's better off to do chalitza, and not to do yibum. And that's how a minute of Bezman is there, we don't do any yibum, if anything to do chalitza. But since Bezman is there, the name is chav on the shei mitzvah, we don't do yibum, but rather we do chalitza. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, ein kaifin, we don't force. So Rashi says like this, ein kaifin means, v'nicho letavayi liyavumei and koifin loisalachlitz. That Rav is saying that if they do both want to make chalitza, they could. If they both want to make yibum, they want to get married, they could. That's what we say, b'zman is they should do chalitza, that's like an etzah toivah. If they'll ask us what they should do, we'll tell them better do chalitza now. But if they want to be miyabim, they want to get married, we let them. Ein kaifim, we don't stop them from making yibum as if to say, you have to do chalitza. That we don't do. Because we don't say like for sure they're not going to be mechavon l'shem mitzvah. If they both want to take a chance and say they're being mechavon l'shem mitzvah, we let them do yibum. That's what Rav says. Ein kaifim, we don't force them to make chalitza. If they want to do yibum, we let them do yibum. Kiyos l'kai mid Rav, when it came in front of Rav Omelhu, they said to him, Iboyis cholitz, Iboyis yibum. But idoch tal yirachmona. And when a yavam and a yavama, when they came in front of Rav and asked Rav, what should we do? So Rav answered back to them, Yishno, it's up to you. If you want to, you could give chalitza. If you want, you could be miyavim, it's up to you. Because the Torah says, V'im lo yachboy so'ish. If the man doesn't, if the yavim does not want to be miyavim, then he gives a chalitza. Ha'im chofetz, masha, but if he wants to do yibum, he boy chalitz, he boy yibum, he has the right to do whatever he wants. If he wants to do yibum, we'll let them do yibum. That's what Rav holds. Mor says now, v'af Rav Yehuda sovereign kaifin. Rav Yehuda also holds we don't force them to give chalitza, but if they want to even b'zman hazeh do yibum, we let them do it. Like Rav. We let them do it if they want to. What's the raya? Midiaskin Rav Yehuda begita de chalitza. When Rav Yehuda used to write up a get, like used to write up the document that they made chalitza, this is the way he wrote it up. Midiaskin Rav Yehuda begita de chalitza. When they gave a get of chalitza, they used to write it down that she had chalitza. They wrote like this. They wrote down eich ploinis bas ploini. The way this Yavam and this Yavama, the lady, the names of them, the name of the lady, the name of the Yavam, the way they both came in front of Bezdin. The Ishtamadina, and we notify, we know about them, the Achva de Misna Meyabanihu. We know that this man here, we'll see later how do they know through Edom or not,
But Ishtemadina means it's known now to the Bezdin that this Yavam, this man now, is the brother of the mace. He is the brother of the brother that just died. The Amrilei, and they tell him like this, they tell the Yavam like this, it's obviously Yibam Yibam. If you want to make Yibam, you could. Like, this is the Raya. But if you hold, if they want to do Yibam, now we let them. Because this is what he wrote down in the Get. That if you want to make Yibam, you could. Viloi, if you don't want to make Yibam, that means you want to make Chalitza. So tell him like this. Itla lo raglechad yamina. Stick out your right foot. The Yavam has to stick out his right foot. Viyitla lo raglechad yamina. And he stuck out his right foot. Visharasi noyam yaragloi. And she comes and unties his shoe and takes off the shoe off his right foot. The yokas beyond for you. And she spits in front of him. Roika spit the mischazil of Edina. That the Bezdin has to see the spit. I'll argue on the ground. The spit has to land on the ground and Bezdin has to see it. This is what they wrote. This is called Chalitza. So if they gave Chalitza to Nisha, they had to write this down. But at Koponim, you see the way they wrote it was that if you want to make Yibam, you could. So see, Rav Yehuda also was like Rav, that if they want to, we don't force them to give Chalitza, but we let them give Yibam. Now, Rav Chiya Bar Avi, Messiah, boy, he used to end off the Get, this document, Mishmei Rav Yehuda like this, V'yakrino my Dechsiva B'Seifi Raisa. Like, B'Shas Chalitza is also a Pash of Kriya. We'll learn about this later in the Masech, the whole parak about Chalitza. But also, B'Shas, you give Chalitza, you have to read over the Pash in the Torah of Chalitza. So you have to write down also that the Akrinu we read over Madhsi Basafi Raisa the Moshe. The Prasha that it says in the Torah, they read over Bishas they gave the Chalitza. Now, after we say Ishtamadinu, that the Bezdin has to know that this Yavam is the brother of the mace. How do they know? It's Pligibor Ravach Ravina. It's a machlokes Ravach and Ravina. Chadama one says Beidim. That the Bezdin has to have to wait them, come in front of them, and tell them, you should know, we know that this brother, this person alive right now, is the brother of the mace. Edim has to come. So Rashi, Shetzorach, Lovi, Shnei Edim, Shuachai, Mace, Meyoviv. They have to have to wait them to notify Bezdin that this is a brother from the same father of the mace. The Chadama one says no, Afilu Korav, you don't need to wait them, even a Korav, even a relative, Afilu Ish, even a lady. The Ilkosaw, the Machlokes, the Maskoner is, Ilkosaw, Gilu Milsa Biyamhu, to notify who this person is, if he's really the brother of the mace, is, it's only called Gilu Milsa, only uncovering things. He's just telling us the facts. Therefore, Bafilu Korav, Bafilu Isha, you do not need Edim in such a case, we believe even a Korav, even an Isha, we believe also. It's not a real din Edim here. Because it's Gila Milsa, like for sure we'll find out these things you can't lie about. There's no Shash Meshaka here, we're not afraid to lie, therefore we believe even a Korav, even an Isha. Yeah. Now, what we had before was like this. But Rishonah, the Mishnah says that at the beginning, the Mishnah in Yibcharis, that Rishonah at the beginning, Shoyum is Chavonim L'Shei Mitzvah, when there was a case of Yibum, when a brother died, so the other brothers had Kavonah to do with the Shei Mitzvah. So Yibum kedemes lemitzvah chalitza. At that time, there was a mitzvah to give Yibum first, since they used to have kavana to do with the Shem Shemayim, not to marry your brother's wife because she looks nice, you enjoy her, but the Shem mitzvah, Yibum of course was first. The Yachshav of Zman Azeh, Shein mischavon l'shem mitzvah, nowadays now they don't have kavon l'shem mitzvah, they don't do the Shem mitzvah, is Omru, it was said now, that mitzvah is chalitza kedemes. You're better off to give Chalitza now and not Yibum. The mitzvah Yibum. Chalitza comes first. Don't do Yibum, rather do Chalitza. Now, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chos Vuloyma, they said later, no, that mitzvah Yibum kedemes the mitzvah Chalitza. That's what Rami Bar Choma said. That Chos later generations, they said again that Yibum is better. Like now, if you want to do Yibum, Yibum is better. It's better to marry you. So, Omar Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm not going to be a doctor like Rami Machoma. Achshurei Dora? What kind of svar is that? Did the generation get better right now? Are they more tzaddikim? Like you're telling me the generation before held that since they're not Nechavim, they don't have Kavonah anymore, L'Shem Mitzvah. They only do it L'Shem Noah because they like her. It's also, so how could you tell me in the later generation it became Mutta? Like you want to tell me Achshurei Dora, the Dora became more Choshev, more Kosher. Usually it's not that way. The longer we are, the worse we get. Not Achshurei Dora. Tamura says like this. No, that's not the pshat, but rather it's like this. Meikoros Savri lo Kabishoil. At the beginning, he thought the loch was like Abishoil. This is Abishoil Svara. That if you're Miyabim and Isha, Shloim Lashay Mitzvah, it's come out of Nerva. Ulib Seifer, at the end, Savri lo Kabonin. At the end, they held like the Rabbanan Shita. That's why they say you could do Mitzvah Yibim now. Not because Achshar Adar, not because they became more Tzavikim now, and the Mechavim more Lashay Mitzvah. They're Mechavim now the same way they were Mechavim before. Just the pshat is, we don't pass like Abishoyel, we hold out the Rabbanan Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. Abishoyel Oimer. Abishoyel Shita is, Abishoyel says, Hakoy Nises Yevimtoy. If somebody's Miyabim, his brother's wife. Lishem no, because she looks pretty. Or Lishem Mishas, Tami wants to have a wife. Or Lishem Dov Racha, for any other reason. In other words, if he does it for any side reason, not total Lishem Shemayim, Abishoyel holds Ki'ilo Pagev Erva. Come out like there's no mitzvah yibum here, and your mom is living with an erva. The korav ani bein aliyos of lad mamzer. It's a shalom mishainim. What does it mean, korav? Is it really the rice of the rabbonin? But it's like mamish is a mamzer involved right now. As according to Abishoyel, if you're not mechavon the shem mitzvah of other kavonis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah yibum, and you're living with your brother's wife. That's an erva for you. That's Abishoyel's halacha. The chachamim moim and the chachamim say no. The pasuk says yevama yovi aleho. Mikol makom, as long as you have bia, you live with your brother's wife, you're mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Whether you have other intentions, she looks nice, she enjoys you, there's that, don't make a difference. The chum holds you're mekayim the mitzvah yibum with having bia with her. So therefore, avada the mitzvah yibum is odif, is better than chalitza. So according to the rabbanan sheet, even the zman is there. Even though they're not mechav on the shei mitzvah, still you're better off doing yibum than doing chalitza. Who says now, man tanu hod the Tana Rabbonin. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? So says now, man tanu hod the Tana Rabbonin. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? Because so far we had a machloikis abishurl on the Rabbonin. So who's the Tana of this Braisa? Says like this, Yev Posit says, Yevomo yovio leho. Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah's yibum. Shebetchilo hoisolo bechlau heta. At the beginning, in other words, this lady, when she was born, like she was mutter to you. Before your brother married her, she was mutter to you. Nesra, then when your brother married her, she became asa, like Kol Zman your brother was alive, she's called Eshesach, she's asa to you. V'chazra v'hutra, and now when your brother dies, she becomes mutter to you again, there's a mitzvah yibum. Now, yocho tachta l'teira rishon, I would think now that she's mutter to you, she's mamish mutter the same way she was mutter before your brother even married her. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, no, yavama yavo leho mitzvah, that the yibum is only a mitzvah now. It's only if you do the shame mitzvah, is she mutter to you. But not the shame mitzvah, it's also. So the chura man tana, who's this tana? It's poshad om rav yitzvah bar rav dimi, abishurli. But this tana goes according to Abishoyel. Vochikoma. This is what the Braisa means. The Braisa means like this. Yevoma yovo leho mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah now. That means shebetchilo hoisolo bechlal heter. At the beginning means this lady, before your brother even married her, so she was mutter, she was a penuya, is rotzel l'shem noy koinsa, rotzel l'shem ishas koinsa. So at the beginning, before your brother even married the lady, if you wanted to marry her, she was mutter to you, even if you do it because she's pretty, you like her, it's also you're allowed to marry her. Nesra, but then what happened was your brother married her. Now, chazra v'hutra, it chazra v'hutra means now when your brother died, she became mutter. So Yocholai would think Tachla Teira Rishain, now that your brother died, there's a mitzvah yibum, that she's mamish mutter to you, the same way she was mutter before your brother even married her. Talmud Loima, this the pasuk says no. The pasuk says, Yevoma yovo leho, means lemitzvah. It means, how are you allowed to live with her now? Only if you're miyabim mamish l'shem mitzvah, like Abishoyel holds. But if you do it now because she looks nice or you like her, there's no mitzvah, she's also to you. The heter is only to do it, le mitzvah, le shei mitzvah. Rava Amar Rava says no. Afilu teimer rabbonin. Even if you want to say this braisa works out good according to the rabbonin shita. V'hochi komer. This is what the braisa meant to say. The pasuk says, yevoma yovel le mitzvah means like this. Shebetchi lehoisu b'chlal heter. Before your brother married her, she was mamas b'chlal heter. You could do whatever you want with her. She's a penuya, she wasn't married yet. Rotsa koinsa, rotsa ain't a koinsa. Just means if you want, you could marry her. If you don't want, you don't have to marry her. Like you had no mitzvah to marry her. Nesra. Then what happened was your brother married her. So when your brother married her, now she's also to you. She's Eishasach. Chozvav Hutra. Now when your brother dies, she becomes Hutra again. So this, the Brisa says like this. So this, the Brisa says, Yocholai would think, Tachso Leteira Rishoin, that she comes back to a first heta, which means, Rotsa Koinsa, Rotsa in a Koinsa, it's up to you. If you want to be Miyabiv or not, on this, Rotsa, that means Rotsa in a Koinsa, Rotsa in a Koinsa. Like, how can you say he has the choice? Stam not to marry her. Rotsa in a Koinsa, Gidebe. He's Ogud, he's Zika. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah yibum right now. What do you mean to say if he doesn't want to be miyabim? He could just like say goodbye to her. Dechti teipuk. Does she go out free? Ela'ema means to say like this. Rotsa koinsa, rotsa cholitzla. If you want, you can do whatever you want now. If you want to do yibum, very good. You could do yibum. But you should know if you don't want to do yibum, I would have thought you don't have to do yibum. You could do chalitza. Talmud Loima, this the pasuk says no. Yavoma yovelea mitzvah. That means to tell you, you should know there is a mitzvah to do yibum. Don't think it's mamish an equal choice to do yibum or to do chalitza. No, the mitzvah lechatchiler is to do yibum. Just lo yitzu, you don't like it, you don't want to do mitzvah yibum, then you have a right to do chalitza. So it could be it's going according to the Rabbanan Shita, that now there is a mitzvah yibum. And what it means to say is, la teira rishon, it's not, it just means you don't have a choice in the matter like, it's not a total rishus, but other rabbi, there's a mitzvah involved. So if you do it, you should know you're doing your mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to do it, to do yibum before chalitza. So the Mora'ema Reisha, what does the Reisha say? Or Ema Seifa Samagoris, it's also part of that mission over there in Ema Seifa, Seifa this Bryce, is like this. Yeah, mitzvahs, Pasuk says, Matzah is Tayocha B'mokam Kodesh. Says what? That the matzah is the leftover part of the Menachis, you should eat B'mokam Kodesh. Rashi matzah is teyochol, kro yisayru hu. It's an extra pasuk. Teyachsi bereisha the kro, v'anoyseres min ha-mincha yechlu. When the kohen then brings the mincha, mincha is, that he takes the kemitza, he takes his hands, the three fingers full of the hands of the kemitza of the mincha, he puts it on the mizbeach, and the rest, the noyseres, the kohenim are allowed to eat. So it says, when you make the rest, you make it into a matzah, it says, matzah is teyochol b'mokam kodesh. So we dash in mitzvah. That means there's a mitzvah. What does it mean to say it's a mitzvah? So the same thing.